Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Allah Ta'ala has given us the immense and brilliant wealth of Iman, belief. This is Allah's fadl, His blessings, grace, mercy, His favor on us. This is not due to our efforts. This is not due to our striving. This is 100% a ni'mah, a gift, wholly from Allah. And Iman, definition of Iman, the praise or the detail behind the word of Iman, the relationship of Iman with a mu'min or with a mu'mina, is this, that Iman, and after having Iman, a person needs to develop yaqeen, certainty. If a person has Iman, belief, faith, and a person has Iman, belief in Allah, Allah's Kitab, Allah's Qur'ani Hakim, and a person has total yaqeen and certainty, and a person should have this certainty and yaqeen, that every single word is great, is held in high esteem, is respected and honored, every single second, that every single letter and word, that in no way can our body, our mind, our tongue, or any action of ours will oppose at any time Allah Ta'ala's kitab and His words, instructions. This is the tafsir of Iman. If you want to see a person who is a mu'min, a believer, then we need to see that how much yaqeen does that person have on the kitab of Allah? How much does he trust the words, believe in the words of the Qur'an? How much does a person bring physically the messages of the Qur'an into his life? Then we should understand that, mashallah, that person has got Iman kamil. Isn't it, my friends? This is the case, isn't it? Iman and Qur'an. Iman, if Iman is just in words, yes, and then we don't do anything about it, not good enough. So Iman is in words, and the Qur'an is physically implemented in the life. And alhamdulillah, it's not difficult, and this is the mu'ajiza, the miracle of the Qur'an, the style of the Qur'an, that if a person reads the Qur'an with the right niyyah, with whichever niyyah intention we read and want to understand the Qur'an, then Allah Ta'ala will give the message on that level. And this is the mu'jiza of the Qur'an, this is the style of the Qur'an. To this extent, I will tell you that even if a person who doesn't have Iman wants help and he opens the Qur'an, then the Qur'an will assist. It will not stop. It will assist that person in a solution. I feel like sharing an event with you in this regard. And then I will tell you the event, and then we will feel sadness on our own situation when we hear this event. That is so sad, that what kind of people are we? That the person who doesn't have Iman, a non-believer, and the comparison with the person who has Iman, ajib. So I realized this event from a person who is a non-Muslim, that a Dutch person who maybe is alive even now, it's not too long ago, maybe he's still alive, and a person who is, for example, a critic, and who, for example, follows opinion, and a person who, for example, is falling into maybe depression or issues mentally. And it's sad that a lot of Muslims nowadays are affected by mental issues and depression related issues or anything that's mentally related. So this person was extremely sad and distressed, and he had some mental problems, and obviously everybody tries to take medicine and help from doctors and mental health assistance and visiting hospital and clinics. So in the same way, just like a physical solution to physical sicknesses of the body, in the same way there are approaches to solve the mental issues through medicine, and sometimes we don't know even the reality behind the sickness, but the Quran has told us. That's why I said the words in the beginning, that's why I'm giving the tafsir of those words, and then I will move forward. That this Dutch individual, and who had he was a professor, a consultant, and he was, and he probably still is, and he thought that I solve people's issues, mental issues, and the main root cause that people look towards the fix is that they want peace. And And eventually when we diagnose the people of mental issues, we say that person hasn't got peace of mind. You can call it depression. Different branches come out from this field. Different types of solutions and different diagnosis and analysis of the problem. But at the end, what we realize is that a person, if he's got mental issues, mental health problems, we say he's got depression, stress, sickness, and then they give medicines and antidepressants and drugs, and people consume those and there are side effects to those. So he maybe read the Quran at some stage, and he may have heard that this situation continues. Many people have this effect and problem. Alhamdulillah, with the fadl of Allah, that in Bolton, in different corners of Bolton, there's dhikr gatherings, women are listening, children listen. I was walking through a street once and I heard two children reciting these kalimats. I was surprised. I said, where did they learn these kalimats, these verses? And they pray salah maybe in the same masjid as we do. And that young child was reciting the kalimat. So Allah Ta'ala spreads his deen. Allah will spread his deen. Somehow Allah will spread it. And the deen has to spread. It's not something that will stop the deen of Allah. So this is a vital element and factor of deen. Part of the deen, dhikr of Allah. So how can dhikr of Allah cease? Dhikr can never stop. Wherever there will be masjids, wherever there will be mu'mins, there will be also the dhikr of Allah. Subhanallah. And Allah has said this in the Quran, that the zalim individual is that person who stops dhikr taking place in the masjid. Is this not the verse of the Quran? Allah says, is there a bigger zalim than this oppressor? That their majlis, there's a masjid, Allah's house, and they say that we don't want Allah's dhikr in the masjid. He must be the biggest zalim. This is a verse in Surah Baqarah, I think verse 114, 17, somewhere around there. Can there be a bigger zalim oppressor than this? He's sinning. And this is the masjid, the house of Allah is constructed for Allah Ta'ala's remembrance. He says, no. No dhikr gatherings here, please. And the Quran, what is it telling us? So now tell me, that what a big contrast here in our iman and the Quranic verses and injunction, instruction. Allah is calling that person a zalim. And Allah is explaining in detail that a person who tries to stop dhikr of Allah taking place in the masjid. So these people want to destroy the masjid, to make the masjid, to put the masjid into darkness. What we realize is the light and the ruh of the masjid is the gathering of dhikr of Allah. And those who want to eliminate dhikr gathering from masjids, they are trying to destroy the mahal and the environment of the masjid. Allah says, beware. How dare a person try to do this? That person will be wretched in this world and in the hereafter, Allah Ta'ala says. This is such a severe punishment for that person. So anyway, this person, the consultant, he heard about dhikr or he saw dhikr gathering. He said, let me see what is the dhikr. He opened the Quran for hidayah, for guidance. And as I said, he knew that Muslims learn everything from the Quran. He said, let me see what is the meaning of dhikr. What is the purpose of doing dhikr? And he was thinking from his angle, medically maybe a solution. So when he got to the verse, أَلَّذِينَ تَتْمَعِنَّ قُلُوبِهِمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ عَلَى بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَتْمَعِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ Subhanallah. Then he stopped there. And totally, I'm telling you the truth, this event, this is not a story. This is a real happening. This is the mu'jiza, the miracle of the Quran. And let's look at the state of our iman. Then he read this verse again. And he said that depression and sakina, peace, that the Quran is giving the solution. And the Quran has taken all of the root cause and the fix. And it means that all our medicines have failed. And the reason for this is what? He is a big consultant, somebody who I knew. Another person. And he was a mahir, a professor of the mind, of the brain. And I said, you are a consultant, you are a professor. And until today, has anyone through your drugs and medicines been cured? He said, no, nobody. Maybe we divert that what happens sometimes, a person takes medicines and there are side effects, a person shakes. And then if maybe we give them electric shock or whatever solution we try to use. So I said, then please take my solution and give that to people. And then to your patients, and inshallah they will be cured. So when he read this, the Dutch consultant, who was the professor of mental health, الَّذِينَ تَتْمَعِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ, through the dhikr of Allah, بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَتْمَعِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ, we don't have yaqeen on this. He said, okay, from today, let me experience this. So he researched on the subject of dhikr, what is dhikr of Allah, what is the remembrance of Allah. And this happened with me, myself, that when the case was running, and then different mahirs came, different consultants came, and different places they came from America, etc., to learn about dhikr. What is dhikr of Allah? What is the remembrance of Allah? And he researched and investigated, and he had knowledge about dhikr, and he explained this in a gathering. So when he researched on this topic of dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, and he said, let me see that what kind of
drug is this, medicine is this, the dhikr of Allah, this action of dhikr of Allah. When he saw this, he investigated this, the way the mental issues all go and stop on one, you can say dead end, which is mental depression. But here he said everything finishes at one word, Allah. If you say Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, whichever recitation verse you recite, the name of who comes? Allah's ismi. That, he said, this is the root cause solution. Let's get hold of this solution. This will cause the solution to all of the problems. He said, what I realize is that word Allah, the name of Allah, let me look into this, what is this? So he looked at, he investigated, and he applied the solution to all his patients. They were patients with different issues, and he said that stop the medicines, and he prescribed to his patients the recitation of the word Allah. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So what dose did he start to give to his patients? When he started to teach the name Allah, and he said that you have to recite this name Allah like this, this many times. And every patient, when he would start to learn and say Allah, Allah, so when he said do this tarateeb, recite the name of Allah in this way, this quantity. So then when he investigated the cure and the effect, then maybe, I would say with yaqeen, that maybe he became a Muslim. He said that this kitab is so honest and such a great challenge. Ala bi dhikri Allahi bi tatma'innu qulub. That how much reality will there be in this deen if one verse of the Quran has come to life? He said that the mu'mins who believe in this kitab, and they have yaqeen on this, he didn't know that we ourselves don't do dhikr ourselves. Allah, that this qawm has run away from dhikr, that in our laps is the Quran. We don't take the message of the Quran. We don't take the message of the Quran. We don't understand. We kiss the Quran. We read the Quran. We respect the Quran. But inside what's written in the Quran, we don't benefit. And other people who are non-Muslim benefit from the Quran. And he then investigated and went into depth, and how these words, when he went into his mind, and then he shared the knowledge with his patients. And if you take the Quran with whichever niyyah and angle and application, the Hajj he then performed after this, and Subhanallah. And if we see that he saw the words, the letters, that there is alif, there's a lam, and there's a small ya. Allah bi dhikri Allah bi tatma'innu qulub. So you saw the Allah, alif. The alif is the letter, and Allah's name starts with alif. And he saw the effect is this, that a person who breathes in and then he breathes out, he diagnosed this, that the whole condition of his body changes when he breathes in and breathes out. And then spiritually, if a person is remembering Allah, then his life condition changes. Allah is one, alif, and then you have lam, then we have the ha. And so when a person says Allah, he breathes in and he purifies the contamination within his body. And when he breathes out the impurities, mashallah. Alif. Then he said, let's look at lam. Lam, the letter, he investigated and he understood. He analyzed that when a person breathes and the breath comes in from outside, and we see the shaitan and impurities and jinnat effects are inside a person. So all of the impurities and the evil and the darkness, when he breathes in and he says alif and then the lamb of the Allah, then the totality of iman enters into a person. And the ha of Allah Ta'ala's name, he said that this has a great effect, the ha in the word Allah. So when alif and lam are there, then ha, it controls the lungs and the beating of the heart. And this nizam, this system creates nur and light inside a person's body and a person's mindset, his brain, his functionality of the brain and thinking. A person then gets peace of mind. Sukoon, say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So this is the dhikr of Allah, my friends, my brothers. So as I'm trying to say and request, that what a great action Allah Ta'ala has given to us. And Allah says, Mahushara'an min al-mu'mineen. That shifa, shifa, cure for the mu'min. We come to the dunya, run around. There's no sukoon, no sakina. I've got difficulties, problems, different actions. We do wrong actions, hisab, kitab, incorrect actions. We go towards haram, unlawful deeds, and we commit sins to earn haram, to do haram, unlawful actions. But we don't have yaqeen, certainty on dhikr of Allah, belief in the dhikr of Allah, the effects of the dhikr of Allah. There's an ajeeb point that comes out here. Is that our life, we live our life in the dunya. And we
live, for example, with our families, we think that sukoon, peace will come through the wife and the children. If my business succeeds, I'll get sakina. If my job is good, I'll get sakina. If I'm healthy, I'll get peace of mind and heart. Or if I have something and don't have something else, when I get that, then I'll have peace of mind. There are many zaraya, many means to give us problems. There are many, many routes through which we try to attain peace, but we can't. For example, if we improve our relations with the wife and children, fine. But then my job is going through hardship, then I'm sitting upset. Or if my job is good, but I have an argument with somebody, then I'm upset. Or if I have a different problem, monetary problem, financial problem, worldly problem. So there are many means, there are many methods that can cause us instability, mental issues, worry, distress. And the person, for example, I asked him, why don't you fall asleep quickly? And I explained to him that, why is it you don't sleep on time? I said, maybe you've now understood the solution, but I said, now another problem come in your life. He said, you're totally right. This was not my issue that I can't get a job. That you've explained to me the solution for this. But now when other thoughts will come, or other problems, then I'll have lack of peace, lack of stability, lack of sakina. So there are many ways through which a person can become upset and imbalanced and have problems. But Allah says that the solution to your worldly problems will not give you sakina. So what we realize is that Allah Ta'ala has told us in the Quran, this is a beautiful point I'm explaining to you. الَّذِينَ تَتْمَيْنَ Allah Ta'ala says that عَلَى بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَتْمَيْنُ الْقُلُوبِ, that all of the means that we use to try to get peace of mind and heart, but Allah says rather they give us instability and lack of peace. All of the asbab that give us lack of peace and sakina, that Allah Ta'ala says they all will come towards the good and give us sakina. This is a challenge Allah Ta'ala gives. That dhikr, through dhikr, your wife, children, family, relations, business, work, everything will come into nice balance and a good state. So everything that gives us distress and issues, but when a person does the dhikr of Allah, Allahu Akbar, when a person's regular, then he's healthy and strong. If you've got problems at work, no problem. They are there, but he gets such strength and draws strength from Allah's name. Not that he will get a job or an improvement in the job, whether he gets a job or not, but that person will become so happy as if he has got the job he wanted. If something of his life is lost that was in his destiny, qismat, okay, I wasn't to get this. But if a person does dhikr of Allah, he says, no problem, Allah Ta'ala will compensate this loss and I have no loss at all in my life. And this is how it should be. So tell me now, that is there any medicine of the world, any tablet or drug, has it been released into the market that can solve all our life problems? No. And if our life problems, if they can be solved, subhanallah, then that insane human being, that's why the Quran says that the person who does the dhikr of Allah, he is in paradise at that time. Is in paradise. That person's wandering around paradise, because in paradise there will be not one, the one thing there will not be for sure. And say subhanallah, my friends, and that is distress, sadness, mashallah. Everything, there will be wife, children, food, everything there, just like on the earth. But one thing that won't be there, there will be no state of being upset or distressed. So the dhakir, in this world, he's sitting in Jannah, he has no distress or sadness, he's never upset, and people are watching him, that he is unemployed, he's got no money in his pocket, he hasn't got X, Y, Z, and they feel pity for that person, and he's laughing, smiling. But Kamal, why are you saying to me, I've got nothing, and he's laughing. He's smiling. Now how can I be sad? Worry about yourself, Mia. I'm happy that, for example, people come to our Hazrat, mashallah, and they would say, Hazrat, that you are going, are you going this time? The next person saying that, how can Hazrat go? He hasn't got no money or wealth, no means, he's got no health. How will he go? He doesn't have a passport. That how can a person get so much money? The tickets nowadays are very expensive. So a person, Saab, how will you go on Hajj? Are you going to go? So Hazrat said, I will go. But I am not asking you to prepare the journey for me, am I? Am I telling you? If I'm saying I can't go, at the moment I have no means through which I can go. But what am I saying to you? What a beautiful answer. But this does not mean that you should prepare for me. That I have tawakkal in Allah, trust in Allah, and inshallah I will arrive there before you. Allahu Akbar. And this is what would happen. Hazrat would reach there beforehand. Hazrat, letters would come when I would say, Hazrat, what is your intention this time? Hazrat said, you make your intention niyyah solid. I have no plans at present. I have not finalized my plans. I have nothing planned yet. But don't think that this means that you will help me. I don't need your assistance. I didn't need your help. But you've asked, so I'm telling you my situation. Huh? Yes, but if you want to find me, then go and find me at such and such address. Subhanallah. These are the words the Hazrat would write. So I would understand the Hazrat definitely is coming. So I wouldn't have money, no ticket, no means. And there are only a few days left.
And but if I'm going, Hazrat, if you want to meet me, then 15 days be first. 15 days I'll be in Madinatul Munawwara. After that, I'll be in this place, and you can meet me in these places in front of Rukunul Yamani. Hazrat would always sit 80 years opposite that Rukunul Yamani. Every sheikh knew Hazrat Sahib, and Hazrat said, you can come and meet me there. SubhanAllah, I used to make niyyah. I said, definitely Hazrat's coming now. The question doesn't arise, I won't go. And alhamdulillah, I would also get there. So the reason is that we are upset, and we see the dhakir. Why is the dhakir not upset? Because the dhakir is mutma'in, but a true dhakir who's doing dhikr of Allah, there are conditions that we have to fulfill to be a dhakir, the true dhakir of the dhikr of Allah, alhamdulillah. So this is a big event that I'm telling you, that we need to see the warning and the learning from this, that one person who didn't have yaqeen in the Quran, and he looked at the solution of the Quran, and the Quran took him to the heights, and we embrace the Quran, we hold the Quran to our hearts, and when we hear about dhikr, we run away. Well, what's going on here? What's this drama? Dhikr, I ain't got time for it, astaghfirullah. So in such an environment, Hazrat used to say that to come into these environments, majlis, and to accept the message of the Quran that Allah is giving, which is the ruh of every ibadah, listen to this point, that the ruh, the spirit, the soul of every ibadah, have yaqeen on this point, that only through Allah's favor, Allah Ta'ala's rahmah and mercy, and the barakah, and the sohbet, the company of the wali of Allah's company, otherwise we cannot perform and practice the deen. And these three things, my Hazrat said this, and we are sat here for this one reason. Otherwise, brothers, the same people, is this the only amount of people who are there who read the Quran and understand the Quran? Tell me, who told me this? Who told you? Who told Mulana Sahib? Who seated everyone here? Mulana Sahib, mashallah, he could have left, but he sat down. So who is it that this explained that the barakah of Allah, the name of Allah, and the barakah of the pious predecessors due to which we are seated here today? So when a person attains barakah through the connection with the wali of Allah, the person doesn't know but how the connection is running through that person's mind and heart and body. What is the link he's making? When a person makes the link with the sheikh, the teacher, then Allah says, I put you onto that path which is the genuine path. SubhanAllah. Otherwise, me and you, could we sit here today? Could we bring ourselves here today? There are thousands of other losses that we could be practicing and implementing now. That I've come back from work after Maghrib, I'll do this action, then after I'll do this action, this person's coming, relative, I'll speak to this person on the phone. Oh, come 6 o'clock, we'll eat together. Come at 7 o'clock, we'll have some tea, we'll go to a restaurant. We have to eat a lot today, I'll go to Bradford, have a meal, we'll go to a restaurant. And this is the time, how we spend it, isn't it? And here what's happening? Wife is looking, he's come from work straight, I'm going to dhikr. Let me go to dhikr, then I'll come back. SubhanAllah, say SubhanAllah. And can a normal person do this in this country? In this day and age? In this environment? So what is this? That he was the wali of Allah, Hazrat Sahib. Hazrat Sahib said, when such a situation arises, and about those people who come and those who don't come, on those people nor is there any rahmah or barakah, no link with the wali of Allah, they have no nisbah, no communication, no nisbah. Otherwise, this is the proof of Allah Ta'ala's rahmah, of Allah's mercy, Allah's grace, Allah's blessings. This is the proof today that Allah Ta'ala seats that person in the majlis of dhikr for sure. For sure. And what does a person get from doing dhikr? Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Allah says that I close all the doors of wretchedness, loss of feeling, despair and desperateness. Allah says I eliminate all the problems and I make that person happy. So should we not love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yes, we should. So that, nor do you love or have regard for yourself, for your sheikh, for your teacher, for the next month. This is like, you don't do dhikr or any respect for any individual. This is how we do it for Allah Ta'ala's barakah, Allah Ta'ala's love and mercy. That person who doesn't believe, he's seeing the alif and the lamb and the ha, and he's looking at this, analyzing this for his benefit. But a mu'min who has iman and he respects the kitab of Allah, then his maqam will be Jannah. And he will not be in any worry or sad state of affairs in this world. And Allah Ta'ala says that this is the cure. The person's getting cured through the Quran. That we aren't doing this for ilaj, are we? For cure. We're doing the dhikr of Allah. We want to get close to you so that we can meet you. Allah, please remove the veils and make us yours, and so that you can become ours, Allah. Allah, we haven't come here for a cure. We haven't come here for mental health cure. We've understood that dhikr of Allah is the greatest action. As soon as a person closes his eyes, goes into a maraqabah, starts doing the dhikr of Allah in his heart, then the pious predecessors have said this themselves, who are masters of the tasawwuf. Allah says that as soon as an individual closes his eyes and starts to do maraqabah, dhikr of the heart, then his ruh does not stay in the world. When a person goes to his bed, closes the eyes, does the ruh stay there? This is common. But when a person sits in the house of Allah in the masjid and does maraqabah in the name of Allah, then will you be there physically? Make experience. 3 minutes. 1 minute if you do dhikr, that will make you like float in the sky. Not literally, but if you do maraqabah for 1 minute, is a great action indeed. A great action that will give you the heights. The heights. To do dhikr wala in the heart. Look at Fazail Amal as a Shaykh, rahimahullah ta'ala, rahmatullahi alayhi, may Allah's mercy be on him. He explained the effects of the dhikr of Allah in the heart. Maraqabah. That a person for one moment thinks about Allah. And if we don't think about Allah, and you can think for the rest of your life on other things, but when a person thinks about Allah's name for a moment, closes the eyes, then he's not in this world. He's reached to a great position spiritually. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So this ni'mah, can a person ever be grateful for this ni'mah of the dhikr of Allah? But who is grateful today? Nobody. But today, my brothers, it's sad to say this, that a person has the dhikr and he throws it away, rejects it. He's fussy and makes excuses, starts to run away. You can come, but no, I can't come. It's not easy for me to come. Poor excuses, lame excuses. Whose loss is this? Clearly we can see that Allah is unhappy with this person. Allah Ta'ala has taken his ni'mah away from this person. Allah Ta'ala says, such a person, Allah Ta'ala says, I give him so much in the world, and I give him ease and enjoyment and maza, and I give him children, awlad. Because Allah says, I want him to be busy in the world, and I don't want his face to turn or his heart to turn back to the dhikr of Allah. I'll detach my remembrance from this person's heart. This is punishment for that person who rejects Allah Ta'ala's deen. That person who used to close his eyes and reach to my name. Allah says, through dhikr of the heart, I will open up the doors of dunya for this person, because he didn't learn dhikr properly. Allah says he didn't recognize my rahmah, my mercy, my fadl, nor does he understand the teachings of the pious predecessors. So three doors are closed on that person. Three doors. What a big, massive situation, my friends. Big point. So this, which I repeatedly tell you, brothers, please come to dhikr. Sometimes you must think that you personally take the feedback. Why is he running after us all the time and keep on reminding us? But the point comes back to the same things, that a person, when he embarks on the journey of the dhikr of Allah, then he starts to love the creation of Allah, and the current injection comes into the heart of that person. The Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved who the most? His ummah. So the wali wala, the sign of the wali wala is what? That he loves mostly whom? His friends, his students. He has regard and fikr for them. And the benefit, people, they don't understand. They think, why is he working on us or giving us tarbiyah, the student thinks. But the shaykh has worry for the future, the hereafter of his student. Brothers, may Allah Ta'ala not allow that such a situation arises, that you become ill or you have problems and worries. You can't come to the house of Allah. You can't do the dhikr. We are in the ma'ashara environment. We can't detach ourselves from environment, from society. We are forced to do this maybe sometimes. For example, a person has social life. They are negative in social life, or illness comes, or work issues come. There are physical excesses that a person faces, and he can't do the dhikr wala in that quantity. Allah says, I know that this insan has stopped dhikr for this reason, but if a person has ease and your nafs is stopping you and you're making excuses, then this is a big example of ungratefulness, where a person leaves the dhikr wala. So may Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq that we can understand and learn from all of these words. Why should we leave such a great ni'mah of dhikr wala? So remember a point that can assist us, which is that we have a lot of time. For example, we've come to the house of Allah now, the masjid, we come and pray sunnah. And after sunnah salah, we see that there are 2 minutes to salah. So 2 minutes are very valuable, apart from looking left and right and thinking, how are you? Assalamu alaikum, alayhi salam, tell me, horsana, what is going on? 2 minutes, soon as you see there are 2 minutes to salah, close your eyes and start doing the maraqbah, the dhikr of the heart, silent dhikr. Such enjoyment you'll get in salah, and shaitan, he tries to buy you out of the time. 2 minutes, 1 minute, no. In 1 minute you can do dhikr on all of the asbab, all of the latifas and the lessons. Close your eyes 1 minute and you concentrate to the heart, and then you think that Allah, I have come to the masjid, your home, and I made niyyah that I will do itikaf. You do this niyyah at the door of the masjid. Then number two, I am in the house of Allah, I made itikaf niyyah, I'm in the house of Allah now. And then a person says, I'm sitting in the house of Allah, the masjid, I'm waiting for salah, and whilst I'm waiting for salah, I'll do the dhikr of Allah. So dhikr of 1 minute, subhanAllah, is enough. So how many rewards that person has earned, subhanAllah? How many rewards? So never be lazy on this. As soon as you come, then just sit, lower your necks like a chicken. People don't understand what you're doing. They can't see, they cannot hear. What are these people doing? They don't have tasbih in their hands. Say, no, I don't need the tasbih, that I'm focusing more on the heart nowadays. And as soon as you go, close your eyes, bow your head, no hisab kitab, and concentrate on the heart. Allah, 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 and your heart will start to beat automatically. 1 minute of dhikr, 1 minute of dhikr, you will feel like you have sat down for an hour, and you'll become fresh with iman. So make this a habit regular in your lives. May Allah Ta'ala accept. Ameen.